Similarly, there was a paper in Lancet Oncology published by my colleague, Dr. Shavardian, who looked at one of the keynote studies and found that when radiation was given at a variable time point before pembrolizumab, there was no increase in toxicity and maybe an improvement in progression-free survival, which may be a synergy, but may also just be an effect of radiation being effective in its own right. And then lastly, on the PACIFIC trial, there was no clear signal that the durvalumab arm had a higher risk of severe pneumonitis compared to the placebo arm. Both were about 3% grade 3 and higher pneumonitis. That was the rate in both arms. In the lower grades, there was a slight numerical increase in the durvalumab arm, but it did not reach statistical significance.
In these initial looks at patients who'd had radiation and checkpoint inhibitors, in addition to the fact that it seemed like it was safe, particularly as it relates to the lung, was there any evidence, even cases, that looked like there might be some synergy? Stories like your patient who didn't respond and then responded, if was anything like that picked up?
Not in our retrospective series, but it's also really hard to reconstruct that in a retrospective fashion. By now, there are multiple case reports in the literature. I do believe that there is such a thing as an abscopal effect. I don't think it happens at the frequency that it's hyped as, given these very exciting case reports. We don't understand yet what triggers an abscopal effect in some patients and why it does not happen in others. Those are all questions that we would love to have an answer to, but have not fully understood yet.